Okay, good evening. So we're holding here, we're starting now a test, which is Be'inyan HaNisim. Also very apropos to Nisindika stuff, Pesachika stuff. Hine, Kol HaNivroim Kulam Lo Niyu Al Nesha Kach Gazer Tzoni Yisbarach. Yisoyde is, the first thing is, everything that came, that exists, is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. V'chein kol ha'chukim v'agvul shem le'chukh ge'behem, ebnei shekach gazo chachmasi yisparach, ha'yoysu no'us v'hem. So let's talk about this point. When we speak about a nace, we talk about something that is impossible, and then it happens. So let's take a look at what's impossible and what happens. If let's say the 2 plus 2 equals 5 is impossible to us. And if it happens that 2 and 2, if I put two apples together and I get 5 apples, then that's something that is impossible. There are laws of nature. Nothing can gravity attracts, it doesn't push aside. Electromagnetic force propels, it doesn't attract, makes two elements that have opposing forces go in different direction and have the same force go in different direction, and so on. These are givens to us, and if it happens other than that, we say, wow, that's a nace. But one second, the fact that you have these constants, and if you look at the lower level of the Bria, there are a lot of constants that really we take for granted. The speed of light is a certain number, and Zeri doesn't, the attraction of gravity has a certain relationship to it, and that's fixed. Where did it come from? Where did the fixed elements of the Bria come from? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add a morale over here. Paul speaks about this in when he speaks about Hallel. Chazal say that there are two things called Hallel. There's Hallel HaGadol, which is sort of Zimra for practical purposes for us, and then there's Hallel in the that we call Hallel. It says if you say what we call Hallel every day, then you are Mechayev from Megadev. Whereas if you say Hallel HaGadol to Zimra every day, not only if, but you're obviously obligated to, you're Mechuyev to. What's the difference? So the Maral explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected two Ritzonos into the Bria. One Ratzon is that he desires a permanent, ongoing status quo mahalach that we would call teva, nature. And the second is that he occasionally chooses to intrude. We need to be meshaber both hanhagas because both of them are equally indicative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the constants in the Bria are constant, and the fact that they're immutable, and they don't move, and they don't go anywhere, that is a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a Ratzon Hashem, and a Nes, no less than other Nisim. So we have the world that we call Teva. Teva doesn't mean that this is its nature be'etzem in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do it differently. It means it is the natural default nature of the Bria as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished its natural default setting to be. That's what nature is, that's what Teva is. So the understanding that things that are natural only because of Ratz Hashem is very vital for understanding the concept of Nisim. The and so he says So just like he made these chukim whenever he wanted, you know, in the way he wanted to, he could cancel it. Hanhoges in the Bria that are not part of the world of Teva are called Nes. But it's not because Be'etzim it's impossible. It's because it is not a Mahalach Kefi Hanhog of Teva, and the Hanhog of Teva is what a Kachroch wishes should be the ongoing Hanhog. Vihine, Al Harov, Odenbrok, Roitzel, Kaimatem, Hukoysel. Generally speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes, it is desire that Teva go on. And it's almost it's a redundancy. It is called Teva because it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's be'etzem permanent hanhaga, and therefore, this is obviously his most permanent rutzim. So we're kind of going in a circle a little bit, but that's what it is. And things that are not derech teva, that's called nes. Now it's interesting as a side sort of philosophical point. The Rashba brings a question posed by I don't even know who it is. Basically along the lines of could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make not a nace, but something that seems to us to be a logical impossibility. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make 2 and 2 equal 5? Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a circle whose circumference is bigger than pi times the diameter? And could he do that or not? So the Rashba doesn't really answer it. There's not a tshuva. This is just brought down there, and the tshuva Rashba answers a question. I don't think Rashba answers it really. But it was spoken about this topic, the distinguishing between the nes, which is not an essential impossibility, just the laws of nature don't work that way, so you could work differently. Is 2 and 2 not equaling 5 such a universal truth that's not possible to write it or not? The Radzina, who was the Baal Pelos, was a big Goyen, took issue with this point very sharply, and he said that they're wrong. A Barakas will have to make 2 and 2 equal 5, but and he proves it. He can obviously say Sfaras today to tomorrow. He proves it. He says the Orin, which was 10. Tvachim fit into a space that was 10 to Tvachim, and therefore, since nothing physical fits into something exactly its size, so Baal Korchach that 10 was bigger than 10 in this case. In other words, let's say I have a room which is 1 meter square, and I fit in something which is exactly 1 meter square, then it's almost as if the walls and the object are double spacing. That's the only way it's possible to do it. So the being able to make something bigger or equal fit into something that is equal, it means as if I'm saying that 10 is greater than 10. Which is to us an absolute impossibility, logical impossibility, and because this it works. Behine, al roiv adon baruch hu roitzel lekayim ateva b'kaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most enduring rutzen is that the teva keep going. Ki kiv shebacha bay basor kumay shehu, vada yoda hayisa mipa shebifanim. If this is meant to be the main Teva, then obviously still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change it when he needs to. So we have two ongoing anhagas, and the truth is that you're not allowed to. If we ask ourselves, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act up in Teva or be nace, the answer is Teva. And a person should not ever make a nace that is for naught. And you find many times in the Gemara, you being Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is not that it's difficult, it's against his ratzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run up in Teva, that's what he would like it to be, and that's where we have to try to do it. If we have no choice, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a maipis for us. The Ula, Efsha Sheyase Neis, Lohoidia Amitas Rekose Vicholte. So he says like this. He says there are two reasons why you could make possibly a nace. One is lohidia amitas hashgachas v'cholto, to show everybody that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgachah is ongoing and his ability is limited. V'efshe she'aseu v'fishgach yes v'maisahu. And it's possible that it seems to be the appropriate way to go with a certain maisa. In other words, the hanhaga of mida k'neged mida and so on begs to have that go. In other words, if a person is maisa nefesh, about Avraham Avinu, he jumped in the kitchen of ace, so he did an act that sort of was beyond teva. He overcame his teva. So it is an appropriate midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu overcome the teva. So one is efsha that tihimu seges in the other shkolah. The efsha sel fishakach yos b'maisahu or the amitas adava efsha shetihimu seges v'niklis the fipshata maisah for some. The efsha. So it could either be that the mice itself clearly projects what happened and why, and it's sometimes you have to look into the nista shavoy and the sashkacha. So the question is the time why Kadosh Baruch Hu does these nisim. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it needs a pshat, just like difficult situations. Sometimes obvious, sometimes it's a pshat. Here also, these in Yonim also, it's not clear what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing. In other words, a caption is vital for telling us what's going on over here. And if we don't have enough Navi, we don't know why, we might possibly not know. Bina says, for Yikra Shinasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisam Adi Avodah V'Akrayim Boi Lahare Zachiv Shum Chavoysam V'Koyach Shemoysam Lamdiya Sholten Odbiya U'Kefim Adi Gosam V'Kev Esvach Kachdi Akraycham L'Kshe Osa Yodah Nisim Tvoys. He said there's another aspect to Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu does with Nisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes will leverage the chshibas of a person that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him not to, so on. Kadosh Baruch Hu will do that by bringing the nes through avodah v'chaviv milo. And the understanding laharis achiv shulcha voisam. He wants to show that the koach they give him over to make nisim over the bria is because of the chvibus Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, fima de gosam bekirva isvarach, and the close Hakadosh Baruch Hu kach yekoicham lekshayasa yodah nisim replace. Let's so yes, you find tons and tons of gemaras, the chazal, the pesukim. When you have a big tzaddik and so on, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't nestle your day, he nisim, the flaws, so There's a mahalach in why Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it that way. A person, a normal person, is subject to the laws of nature. That's because the person looks around and he sees a world that's inhabited by nature, populated by nature. Everything works with nature and so on. So the Mela, he himself, this is where he's at. And this is what he's beholden to. And this is what he's shayach to. A tzaddik of the darga that we're talking about is someone that lives with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he lives with. So now he lives with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all he lives with. So now he lives in a different world, and that is reflected in the world of Nes. In other words, to be a person who's melumet benisim, like Ochinini Mendoisa, you need to be a person who lives beyond the framework of a natural world. And that's tricky. A person who is not allowed to consciously push, because we assume a person is part of this world. And if I'm part of this world, a nes is counter to what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want nisim here. So a nes is something which is counter to the world. And he's not doing Ratzon Hashem. That's because the person lives in the world of Hashem that he lives and sees. It is the world of Teva. If the person overcomes it, if the person lives in a world that's beyond, so then the person is living in a Metzias that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias of Neis, and therefore Nisim come easily. They're not called a Tircha. Kafut needs to say about Hanina ben Doisa when he told his wife she should light the vinegar, and he said, "Misha Omer Hashem Yadli, Yoyma LeChoymetz Yadli." So he said the pshat is that from Bria's HaOlam onwards, there's a Seder HaOlam. Like Hashem Baruch Hu put a Seder into the world, and anyone trying to play with that, even if he wants to do Nisim Flos, especially once Nisim Flos, is going against the Ratzon of Hashem. In this Hanhaga, the Ratzon that we experience is the Ratzon for a normal natural world. The Chanina ben Doisa was standing at the moment of creation. He deherred the world as a Kadosh Baruch Hu being Bayreid, and therefore Misha Amas. So we're waiting for Hashem to say what should burn. He could say Shem, he could say Chaymetz. At that point, there still is no set Teva. Let me give one more nature over here that's helpful in understanding when we say that, like I said now, that he's holding by Venus Olam. Imagine that you have these archaeological sites where they dig down, and there might have been seven or eight cities that were laid one on top of the other. You know, over the years, the city was destroyed, it got covered up with silt and dirt, and you built another city on top of that, another city, and so on. So usually archaeologists, what they do is they uncover each layer, they photograph it, they send up the details they found, and they uncover the next layer, and so on. That's the norm. Occasionally, you get a type of exhibit that they make, it's very important, where you can stand like a bit on the side, and you're able to see all the layers, and you're able to see those layers, the first layer, and the second layer, the third layer, the fourth layer, and you see each layer, and you can focus on the highest layer, on the second layer, third layer, and so on. Bria's HaOlam exists now also. In other words, anything that went into the world is inside it. But so many other things happen, I tend to live more with what's now. But somebody could be living with that moment of Bria's HaOlam, and Bemele, he dehairs the entire world's Bria's HaOlam. He sees the mushroom, he's looking at the lowest layer of that archaeological dig, and he sees that everything is resting on two or three pieces of wood, and so dangerous, and so on, and vice versa. So different, depending on where you are, that's the world of Hashem, that's your world, and you have to act in accordance with it. So sometimes it's like a trouble wants him to be a person by giving him some sort of shlita, and with the hope, I guess, of doing it being it having effect on other people. Umichlal zeh ha'inyan shehinei ratza kadosh baruch hu likar v'shem ha'shoinim kifi sisa ashpoz v'ashpil olama v'anhoga shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, so he's going to be describing over here something about the different shemas that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person can do different nisim and different yanim. So he says like this, Michal Zayin Yashin Ratzan Baruch Hu Likore B'Shem HaShoinim Kifi Sisa Ashpoz Shemashpil Lomar V'anahog HaShemayim. So we have all sorts of names, Rachum and Chana, Chatayim, Rapesim, and Skazalofim, and Zofeshim, and Ator, Nake, and so on. We have different names for different Yanim, and that's what the first tafkid of those names are. V'omno, Ratzo v'chokak shebekoyach shmoizak v'ishim v'yizokram, Yishachu gam v'fosharaz v'oidom. V'ulom, chilek v'sida adon chokum v'yiflor, some school of the Hoshem Meshach was Rachel of Mosin, La Hamsh of Baskaros, Ashpos, Aimosh, Ade, and Scarch of Mosin. Just like the different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in order to talk about different Hashpos in this world. That's the different Shemus. He also made the different Kochos find expression in the different shemos, and therefore knowing these shemos also allows you to do these nisim flaws, meaning you don't need to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come knocking the door, you come knocking his door. The shemas that we have, we can use them and gain certain ashpas and so on. And this using of shemas that he talks about, he did have those things, he had a swarm with that, but people make a mistake about the nature of it. We should him speak about it. They feel that just saying these magic words would make this major change in your life for better, for worse, and so on. We tend to shy away from magic words. It doesn't not our chinuch to build magic words. But most, when we pick all sorts of names, so the name is supposed to somehow give over some aspect of that person's koach. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name gives over the particular midah that koach possesses. That's what that shemos means. That's what it is. A person who doesn't understand what he's saying, it's worthless. And I shouldn't talk about it. This is not something that has these magical powers, no matter what you do with it, and so on. It's because when you use the Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand some deeper level of element, if you like, then that's where it comes in. So he says the names that we have over here, that's why they start to speak more about Kavanis, the Shemus HaKadosh. The different kavanas that allow us to put ourselves in, and so on. The omnam rotzav chokash shebekreshon zekreshim yizokin eskashkei pasar zayim. So the mention of Hashbaruch's name itself would be helpful to the Bria. Ulam, chilek v'sidat v'am v'chachm v'nechla, v'som school of v'chol shem v'shem v'chol shem v'chol shem. So the whole picture of these breakdown of the name and so on is, Shmenz Chachli says, So it's a double thing. The shemos and everything is just generic. It's just kind of generic thing. When it comes together, it becomes this koyach and so on. When we speak of shemos, like a shbaruch, the shemos you're allowed to say and so on. By and large, we're talking about something which is. It deserves respect because it's one Hashem's Kodesh Baruch Hu. It also means that the closer to the heart of Kedusha you touch, the more likely you are that something will go wrong. It's a sort of a sense of, what's the right word for it? A caution that I should know that there's a lot around, and it's you know. The person needs to understand that when they're playing with fire, when you're doing Shemesh Hashem, not because something will come, but as much as, but rather because it shows an immense power to God in these words and so on. I want to take a quick look in the back over here, again, those who have this edition, where he brings a little bit further in Kutim. And he says, let's look at the very last piece of this. It's page Kuf Chaf. For those who have the same pages I have. Be'inyan nis, mashenasa b'derech neshlek seir abriya, lo yucha letakein tikun gomor, el lefi shor, desha achakach yasa tikna gomor, av la tikna gomor shebechol madreg, av reg v'in tzivusa v'tivla k'tum reik. So Ramchal here says something that's an incredible finish. The truth is the Rambam, in a sense, mentions it. Probably speaks about the chir. He mentions this also. This idea. It's in Vayibit in when he speaks why he had to take Eisel around and about. So he makes this point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world of Teva, and the world of Teva means something that folds into it and has the props that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's shayach only for things that have a metzias. A neis never accomplishes any of the real things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to accomplish. It takes away. So it has to be a physical, it has to be ideally a physical change. So let's give a quick watch. One of the chazik of Bach was not learning, and you pay him a lot of money. So that's wonderful, but that's not part of the real world. The real world only pays you money for learning that way. It's a chizik from outside. When a person gets to do something that's, I show you how it is naturally pleasant to sit and learn, that's when I'm being really mocking you in your affair and so on. Okay. So I think maybe next week we'll have the last one for this month, and then we'll get back to the Pesach. Cult of the night.